Hello.
Blinking, it's Monday morning. I'm not going to lie. I could have stayed in bed until Wednesday.
Yeah.
How are you doing over there? You all right?
About the same. Well, my computer is taking about as long as my head to sync up this morning.
You know what you have to say?
Yeah.
In your London accent.
Yeah. Computer says no.
I find giving it a kick every now and then usually works.
It just does not want to do what I wanted to do this morning.
We could call your man from the IT department who spent 7 years in college and he'll just go, control, alt, delete.
I know.
Don't ring me again.
Or have you rebooted yet?
Yeah, have you plugged it in, plugged it out? 4 years in college.
I'd say those fellas must go around the place just like, yeah, I don't know, shaking their head at people.
IT intimidation. Yeah. You know when they just look at you and go, you're just a donkey.
They do look at you like that, don't they? Yeah.
Look. There you go.
Yeah. Do you remember?
One click.
Remember when, I don't know if you can remember this, you probably do, but when we first started here over a year ago, well, you were coming back, but when I first started, we were trying to do a conference call and we were at it for about 10 or 15 minutes. It was with one of our bosses. We were trying to do a conference call, or a Zoom call. And we could not see him. He could see us. We couldn't see him. And we could not work it out. And we called the IT guy over.
And he just turned on the camera.
He came over to the laptop. And he just slid this little switch to one side and opened the camera and went, there you go.
That'll cover it, yeah. Don't you feel like an absolute moron?
Yeah, you do.
The best IT IT mishap story I ever heard. Jay, that used to work on the show years ago, was at a wedding.
Yeah.
He was down at a wedding in Kenmare and he was sitting beside this guy. And they started chatting, as you do. You know when you're landed in at a table beside loads of people.
Small talk, your favourite thing.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Even the word small talk gives me the shivers. He was sitting beside this guy who has... he has a kayaking business in Kenmare.
Oh, wow.
Now, these aren't just normal kayaks. They're the motorised ones.
Oh.
So you go out and you rent it and you go around the harbour and you take it for the whole day.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
So one day, this black van pulls up and there's you just know they're important.
Yeah.
And this lady gets out and she comes over and she said, hi, nice posh lady from England. We'd like to book the kayaks for tomorrow, please. Sorry, God, we're all booked out. Now we haven't to hope. Come back to me Saturday. I'll give me a ring Sunday morning. Maybe I might get you. So they left. She left her name and her phone number. And he goes home that evening. And he's just like this old posh old one down to me now. Rachel something or other. And he gives the full name. And the wife goes, Daniel Craig's wife.
Oh, Rachel Weisz.
Yeah. So he had the number. So his wife said, ring her. Whatever you have tomorrow. Make room, cancel something, get them down.
Yeah.
Think of the PR of getting James Bond out in one of your kayaks. Daniel Craig was in the area. They were shooting. He was shooting some scene for some film. Anyway, he rings her up, apologises, says, no problem.
I'll squeeze you in.
I'll squeeze you in, girl. will you come back to me tomorrow?
Yeah.
And sure enough, at the said time, two black vans arrive. Out comes Daniel Craig, the wife, the team, the whole crew.
Oh, wow.
And the wife warned him, take my phone, I've got the good phone, and take as many photos of Daniel Craig
as you possibly can.
So he said, no problem, I will go. Yeah. Anyway, out goes Daniel Craig. It's a beautiful day, there's eagles swooping, the sun is shining. I mean, it's just majestic. And your man is in another kayak going alongside them, and he's just taking loads of photos. Like, he's holding up the phone really high and taking loads of shots. Brilliant day out. Anyway, Daniel was delighted. And your man is leaving. He left that evening and he goes home and she's like, how did you get on? Did you take loads of photos? I did, girl. They're all in the they're all in the camera. And she opened it up and he'd taken 65 photos of the top of his own head.
Oh, God. Oh, no. He had the camera the wrong way around.
He didn't get a single shot. But how do you not see it on the screen? I don't know. But whatever way he had the camera set up, the lens was looking at him and he missed every single one. Like, you're talking like the ultimate marketing opportunity.
I mean, absolutely. He could have put those in a brochure.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you ever had a tech mishap like that?
KC on Cork's Good Times. Fred FM.
€150,000 on the cash machine for you to win today. That is the money you can win on this breakfast show this week.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I came in here to do all the latest things and I left my papers outside, so I just have to wing it. I have to wing it like I do most days.
We'll wing it together, so.
All right. You be the left wing.
All right.
I'll be the right wing. Another assassination attempt on Trump's life yesterday.
Yeah.
At a golf course. Which is, it's just frightening. Like,
it's
that fella
crazy.
Can't go anywhere now.
No.
There's obviously, you know, a lot of people that don't want him around anymore. But he was playing golf. He's a pretty handy golfer, to be fair. I mean, he's a big unit and he's got a wobbly swing.
What's the golf club he has up there in, is it in Clare?
Doonbeg.
Yeah, Doonbeg.
Stunning.
Right. Yeah.
Very hard to play because it's so windy. It's right beside the sea.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but it's okay. It's incredible. It's
you
just
played there.
Gorgeous, gorgeous club. And Doonbeg Lodge then is the kind of hotel and guest area.
Okay. Is it nice?
Beautiful.
Is it?
I think he bought it for a song. He got it back in the old Nama days or something, but
did
it
he?
Was it wasn't why well, should have been paid for it. Typical Trump.
Yeah.
I'll give you €50.
Yeah.
So there was another assassination attempt last night or yesterday evening while he was playing golf. The what you call them, Secret Service lads, spotted the nose of a rifle coming out of a ditch.
Yeah.
The nose of an AK-47.
An AK-47.
Two backpacks and a GoPro. And when they ran over to approach the bushy man, just ran, hopped into a car and legged it. But they managed to get the registration of the car, and he's been arrested now.
Yeah.
But he was sitting there waiting for him to pass that area, and like how do you spot the nose of a rifle, like the tip of a rifle just coming out of a bush? How trained would you have to be?
Yeah, because it would be so camouflaged.
Oh my God!
And it's tiny.
Yeah, you would just to see it, like. I can hardly see you from here. Never mind the top of a rifle in a ditch 100 yards
put
away.
Put your glasses on. but
yeah.
did he actually shoot? They actually got a hold of him before he shot then?
I'm just picking up on the story now.
Yeah.
So what they're saying here is the suspect has been arrested.
Yeah.
In connection to an apparent assassination attempt on Trump.
Okay.
Ryan Wesley. He's 58, was identified by three senior law enforcement officials. Sky News, US partner NBC are reporting on this. He's believed to be the man shot at by US Secret Service after gunshots were heard. Okay.
Oh.
Near Trump was where he was playing at the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach just after 1:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
An AK-47 type assault rifle, which you can buy in the local Tesco's over there.
God, can you?
If you have enough vouchers from East Children's Easter Eggs, you can go in and get it half price.
Isn't that one of these?
It's a
big rifle, isn't it?
AK-47s are automatics. Like, they have the magazine that pop into them. They're basically military guns, military grade guns. Oh, that's it. America's bonkers for that kind of stuff. They were recovered at the scene. It comes just 9 weeks after, well, another assassination attempt.
That's right.
And I just wonder. I wonder, Vic, and I'm not making light of it, but was it really a man or was it a Jack Russell with a gun?
It's time for Cork's Mini Heroes. We're looking for Cork's Superhero Kids.
Yes, we are. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of little mini heroes all over Cork.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk to as many as possible over the next couple of weeks because we are assembling a team of mini heroes. We're looking for 10 kids right across Cork to be part of the mini heroes team. And we're going to give them hopefully one of the best days of their life.
Absolutely.
And we want to hear your stories, okay? We want to hear who you are, where you're from, and why you want to nominate your little mini hero and get them involved. I have to do a huge shout out to John and all the crew in Blackpool Shopping Centre District in Blackpool. Everything's waiting for you. They jumped on board to help out with this.
Yep.
As always, Blackpool Shopping Centre, thank you very much for being part of another big thing here at the station.
Yeah.
Let me just talk to Dad first. This is John Paul who's on the line. Morning, John Paul. How are you today?
Morning, Katie. How are you? Yeah,
very good. John, it's lovely to talk to you. You were the man that reached out and wanted to contact the show to tell us your story as to what's going on in your life at the moment. Tell me about Susan.
Yeah, so Susan was my wife. We went to Australia in 2011 and we came home, we got married, we went back to Australia, and we had two kids, Leo's five and Lucy's three, but in 2021, Susan, she just got a pain in her stomach one night. We went into the hospital, we just thought it was appendix or whatever, but she was diagnosed with terminal bone cancer and she died 4 weeks later. She was 35. So we came, Leo was only two and Lucy was only 7 months old. So we came back to Cork then, so it's just for support to the family. And so we've been home now since 2022.
Wow.
So Leo was, so Leo now he's five now, right? So he's, well, we're all settled now back in Cork again.
He would have only been 2 years old when Susan passed away. Yeah. Does he have, you know, he was very young, very small at that time. Does he have any memories of her?
He do. He actually remembers when she was in the hospital that she had a sore belly or whatever. So that's the kind of last kind of thing he remembers. But Lucy obviously didn't because she was only 7 months old. But
of course.
He has a few memories, all right.
So there you are, heading over to Australia for the big family dream, and this horrible circumstance hits your family. Here you are, a superhero dad yourself, with two kids. How are you doing?
Good. Obviously, it's been 2.5 years now. Tough now, coming back and getting back into life and, you know, letting go, as you said, the big dream and letting go of Australia and getting the kids set up in Ireland again. But, you know, best thing about coming back to Cork is the support of your friends and your family. And with the help of family, kind of, every day, then you just, step by step, you're going to get there. But
how do we get to
the he's dying to get on
who's
here.
Who's that? We know who that is.
Yeah, he is, yeah. How did we get to Australia?
Absolutely. John Paul, he just started Junior Infants in North Mon, and you must be incredibly proud to see him go out the door with his little school bag.
Yeah, do you know what? It was funny because he started school last week. I was just so proud of him going in, you know, Junior Infants. And then, funny enough, it was only like two, three days later I heard about the competition on the radio. So I was like, you know, with the time and everything, so it's perfect. Like, I have to enter him in this competition. He deserves it, a little man. He's, as I said, he's been through a lot now in his early life already. So he deserves a day out like this.
That's for sure. Can we have a quick chat with him? Do you mind?
Of course you can.
Stick him on the phone there. This is little Leo. Leo Ricken is five. Hey, Leo.
Hi.
Would you like to be our very first Red FM mini hero?
Yeah.
Yes!
Go on. Leo,
we heard all about you, and we know that you're the most incredible little man. And not only are you the most incredible little man, you're the most incredible big brother.
Yeah.
But you mind your little sister, don't you?
Yeah, Lucy.
He's really good with his little sister. And you're obsessed with animals, so this is going to be the prize for you. So what's your favourite animal?
A crocodile.
Oh, yes. Good choice. Good choice, Leo.
Yeah, good, nice and snappy.
Yeah.
Leo's obsessed with animals, and Fota is one of his favourite places to go. So, Leo, here's what we're going to do. You're mini hero number one.
Yeah.
We are going to be out here at Red FM. We're going to put you on the bus, on the mini heroes bus, with 10 new friends, or 9 new friends that you're going to meet. You're going to go to Fota for the whole day for a VIP day out. We'll have a pizza party. We'll have a little prize pack waiting for you. You'll get to meet all the incredible staff at Fota.
Yeah.
You'll get to see all the animals down there. Do they have a crocodile? Could we get a crocodile for Leo?
Let's just get one.
Let's just get one. Rory, dress him as a crocodile.
Not a bother again.
And then, did you ever want to go to a Munster match?
Yeah.
You're going to a Munster match. You're going to be on the pitch with the team. You're going to be part of the Guard of Honour that night for the Munster match against Ospreys on the 5th of October. So you and all your new friends in your little superhero jerseys will be part of our mini heroes.
Absolutely.
At that amazing Munster game. Because I know your nan and granddad are massive Munster rugby fans, okay? Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Good. I'm delighted.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do you know what, Leo? You're a little legend.
You are.
You're an absolute legend.
And your mummy would be so proud of you as well.
And your dad is very proud of you. And you're a great big brother as well, all right?
Okay.
Thanks.
See you later, buddy. Can't wait to meet you, okay?
Bye, Leo.
Bye.
Cheers, Leo.
Hello, Leo.
That's little Leo Ricken. He's five. And John Paul. That's tough to come on the air and tell that story. But yeah. What a little family. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Mini hero number one. If you want to be part of it, here's what you need to do. You need to get on the website, register, tell us your little story, tell us what's going on in your world. And thanks to Blackpool Shopping Centre District in Blackpool, everything is waiting for you.
To be a Cork mini hero, ask mum, dad or guardian to go to redfm.ie and click the win checks.
And click the win section.
Click the win section.
Click the win.
Click the win.
Section.
Section.
Section. Section.
Click the win section.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
We had the Emmys last night. Awards flying all over the place. We're still kind of going through who won what and... Baby Reindeer apparently was a big one.
Baby Reindeer was a really, really big winner last night at the Emmys. Also, The Bear, The Crown, Hacks and Shogun. We're kind of being told that they were the big, big winners.
Remind me what The Bear is. Is that the cooking show?
It is, yeah.
It is.
It's very good.
It's on, I think it's on one of the streaming platforms. I can't remember, but it's supposed to be. A lot of people have said that's excellent. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was Eugene Levy and Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek, the father and son team that presented. Apparently, they were very funny. And we had Bridgerton's Nicola Coughlan and Saoirse Ronan were two of the beautiful Irish ladies on the red carpet last night. But as we were saying, Baby Reindeer won big. And we had Jessica Gunning, who plays the part of Martha, and her acceptance speech. We have a little clip from that.
Playing this part based on this unparalleled, incredible human being has been my great privilege.
I'm so incredibly proud to be part of Baby Reindeer. So I just would love to say a huge thank you to everybody who let me, really.
Oh, I've got about 5,000 shows that I need to watch and catch up on.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And that is one
I've
of them.
Seen so, the thing is, it's been in the news so much because of, you know, allegedly this, the lawsuit and all the rest of it.
Is that happening? Because you want to sue for like 60 trillion or something.
Something like that, yeah. So we've got to see lots of clips of it, I think, even just from the news. But yeah.
Very good. Well done to our little buddies in the cabin crew. They were phenomenal on the Late Late Show.
So proud of them.
They were brilliant. Yeah. I mean, they're just, imagine at that age living your life. Imagine the summer that they've just had.
They have a better life than we do, Casey.
Oh, it's just incredible. They've been all over the world doing that song and performing everywhere from the Electric Picnic to the pop concert out in Denmark.
That's right.
But there was a Late Late Toy Show announcement.
Patrick,
you forgot.
What
about
the big
announcement?
Just read the card, Patrick.
No, but I've got an announcement to do now.
Yeah. Right now.
Okay, right now.
Could you forget, like?
Okay.
It's the most important time of the year.
On the 6th of December, this studio will be hosting a little thing called the Toy Show. And applications for this year's Toy Show are now officially open. We're looking for amazing kids from every county in Ireland. We want to hear from you. If you know a kid that you would like to see in the Toy Show, go to rte.ie/late-late to get your application in.
All right, so it's a little bit later than usual. It's always in November, isn't it? The last Friday in November.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So they've pushed it into December this year. Yeah. So you know what you want to do, kids, families, get involved. And if you apply for tickets, if you get tickets for this, you are very, very lucky. You have to bring a trailer on the car, the amount of stuff that they give you.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell as well. This is another show we have to watch.
Okay, yeah.
The Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how long it takes the makeup in the Penguin, Vic?
I can only imagine because he looks completely different.
Oh, at the start, it took like nearly half a day to get him into costume, but then they got it. They narrowed it down. He was speaking on Nova in Australia.
The first makeup test we did, which was obviously before the Batman film, honestly there was like 9 artists in a room. Someone was doing the wig, someone was doing the teeth, someone was doing the bodysuit, 4 people were doing the face. 8 hours. But that was the first trial run. Everyone was dead nervous, and then. It was 5 hours at the start of the film. And then for the Penguin, the show, it was 3 hours every morning.
Down to 3 hours they got it down to. So they got quicker and quicker at it.
Imagine having to sit still for 3 hours.
In a chair every single morning where they're poking you and putting latex on you and all that kind of stuff. It is. That's the incredible part of playing these roles with all that makeup and character. So the TV version of the Penguin now will happen, and it leads into the next Penguin-based movie in the next episode. It's a really, really clever way of doing it. 7:48 is the time. Qualifying question for the pop quiz is coming up. Cards, good times. This is Red FM. Don't start now. Dua Lipa. We have your free Dua Lipa tickets at 12 o'clock today. Kira is the lady to be listening to. She will get you to the gig. She'll get you to Dua Lipa from 12 today. Make sure you keep us on. How amazing was that little boy?
Oh,
the love coming in for Leo.
Just what an absolute little champ, really. And just his dad is so proud of the little man that he's turning into, you know?
Yeah. So you know what you got to do. You got to go to redfm.ie, click the win section. And all of the details are there. Just sign your little people up. Let's hear your stories. We have 9 mini heroes to find,
and
we will find you all.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Morning, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
So the last thing that Kira said to me off air was, well, let's pretend I'm really intelligent anyway.
Oh.
She'll fly this. Kira, where are you working?
I'm working in St. Columbus Girls National School with the Facility for the Deaf. So I'd say good morning to all of them.
Very nice.
So you were with them how long? How long have you been working with that gang?
I'm an SNA there now. This is my third year there. So
happy days. A job you love, no doubt.
Oh, love it. Yeah, it's amazing. The staff are brilliant. The kids are dope. Lovely place to work.
Excellent. Well done, you. Listen, let's fly through these and pretend you're really intelligent.
Come on, Kira.
Let's
go
let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What TV show is known for the phrase, winter is coming?
Game of Thrones.
What is the highest grossing movie of all time?
Avatar.
Question number 3. Which Netflix series features a female chess prodigy?
The Queen's Gambit.
Who released an album called 25 in 2015?
Adele.
Which 2003 novel by Dan Brown was turned into a film starring Tom Hanks?
The Da Vinci Code.
Question number 6. What's the best-selling video game of all time?
Minecraft.
Question 7. Who is the youngest Kardashian sister?
Kylie.
Question 8.
Oh, no, young Kardashian sister is Chloe.
Question number 8. Which model is known as the body?
Elle McPherson.
Question number 9. What social media platform is known for the For You page? The For You page.
Instagram.
Question number 10. Who's the most followed woman on Instagram? Quickly.
I don't know.
Oh my God, what a round.
Wow, well done.
What a round. Game of Thrones is correct, Avatar is correct, The Queen's Gambit, Adele is correct, The Da Vinci Code is correct, Minecraft is correct. Who is the youngest Kardashian sister? It says here...
Kylie.
It says here Kylie, but then you went to...
You went to Chloe, but well, she said Kylie first. Yeah, but you see, she is.
Oh, right.
You could take either answer then, really.
Yeah, I would have given you that one, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Elle McPherson is the body.
Yeah.
The social media platform known for the For You page.
I don't know.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah, TikTok.
Oh. I'm too old for that, guys. Too old.
I'm giving you 28.
Yeah, exactly.
28?
Yeah, 28.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And the most the most followed woman on Instagram is Selena Gomez.
Oh, is it?
Selena Gomez.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Listen, it's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'd love to have you back on again. Yeah. Kira, you did brilliant. Lovely talking to you, okay?
Well done.
Thanks so much, guys.
Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hello, Kelly. How are you doing?
Morning.
You had a little news story there that perked my ears up, and it was to do with dating profiles and what people are into now, what captures your attention when you see it. Could you give me a rundown of that again?
So, according to a new research by Date Psychology, women think reading is the most attractive hobby a man can have.
Okay.
That's followed by foreign languages. playing an instrument, cooking, and woodworking. They're the top five.
Woodworking is now cool again.
I didn't really think about woodworking as a thing, but then when I
using your hands crafting something out of wood,
after reading the study, I was like, if you made me that coffee table, chair.
Yeah. What about, okay, so he's not good with woodwork, but he's handy with a bit of IKEA flat pack. Would that do it for you?
I mean, anyone who can master the IKEA flat pack, fair play to you. Definitely.
What would you like to see on a dating... let's do honest dating profiles, okay?
Okay.
So, you know all the usual junk people put up on them?
Yeah.
I'm this and I'm that and the other. If somebody was to be honest with you, what would
Tick the boxes.
Tick the box for you, yeah.
I like sporty. If they play kind of a sport or fairly active.
Okay.
Cooking and then the instrument as well. They'd be nice ones. And the woodwork now has been added.
Okay, so woodwork's on that.
Yeah, it's definitely been added in there. But I think any kind of sport or shows they're active and even if it's like, you know, hiking or like surfing, a lot of surfer picks come up. Or sailing or something like that.
Very good.
Few ones like those.
Honest dating profile, if you had to write one, what would it be?
Probably like shy nerd who likes watching baseball and not leaving the house.
Somebody would like you for that.
Yeah.
Middle-aged, insecure, prone to laziness and enjoys hanging out with cats.
Not bad.
Who's that, you?
I'm not a cat person.
Describing yourself there.
Honest Tinder profile. My actual Tinder says, I may look human, but I'm actually three red flags in a trench coat.
Honest.
Brilliant.
Honest dating profile. I like broken people so I can fix them and not worry about myself. I'm very clingy and have severe attachment issues and commitment issues. Honest dating profile. I need constant attention and reassurance, but I'm not offering the same.
It's that Kelly's one.
But I'm not offering the same.
0868104106. So if you could be completely honest, rather than writing all the airy-fairy, trying to impress someone BS, just
be
go
honest.
Cut straight to the mustard on this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got a couple in here. Hi, my name's Brian. I like creamy pints. I don't like bunnies or boilers.
He's not good at servicing boilers.
47-year-old male seeks similar-aged woman who's interested in sports, has all her own teeth, and enjoys playing an instrument, preferably a flute. From Jeff.
Kevin.
And Jen says, lads, my friend loves hairy bellies. So if that's in her dating profile, it's a win-win.
Jen, are you looking for a hairy belly?
Jen, my friend.
Honest dating profile. I'm just here for the casual hoo-ha and someone to try new restaurants with.
There you go.
I mean, straight down the middle. I love movies, comfort food, restaurants and motorbikes. I'm an introvert, loner, recluse who thinks life would be a lot better if I was in a serious relationship. I will put everything I have into the relationship, but after about a year, I will start to resent that I met you. Honest dating profiles. If you're moderately attractive and show me affection, I will fall in love with you. Kira's here at 12 and she's got your Dua Lipa tickets and Colm is driving you home a little bit later on. So we were talking about your honest dating profiles. If you were to write, just be honest in what you put in your dating description. Recently retired, early 60s, looking for a lady to have the best crack and accommodate me to the crematorium in 40 years. That's from Gary. Tell Gary I'm willing to do some of the 40-year journey with him. From Olivia, who's up in Barcelona.
Olivia.
Now, where do we take this?
Oh, lads.
I'll leave that up to you, Mrs. Producer, if you want to do a little date.
Bit of matchmaking behind the scenes.
You know the Ring doorbells? Yeah. All right. Very handy for capturing some little magic moments at the door of your house because the doorbell rang the other day and I opened it up and there's six little girls there and they're looking for my son. And I'm like, oh, no. Jesus, what now? I'm in trouble here. And I was like, I opened up the door and they were like, can we speak to Caleb? I was like, what's wrong? There's a problem. There's a problem in the hood. And they come to Caleb for advice. Yeah.
So tell me again what happened. Somebody stole your magic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Adam.
Adam stole your magic.
Yeah, Adam's the king.
Okay. And where did he put your magic?
In a leaf.
In a leaf?
Yeah, in a thing.
And you want Caleb to go out and help you get the magic back?
Yeah, because they're friends and, like, I want him to do that.
Okay. Will you go help them?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me know if you get the magic, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So cute.
Yeah, he vanished for 25 minutes looking for the magic.
The question is, did he find it, Casey?
No, his response was, oh, girls are so weird. Have a good day. We'll see you in the morning. Stand by. Cork's good times. Red FM. Let's go. Red FM breakfast. With Casey. Red FM.